Lord, I ask you to speak to me and through me. Lord, I pray that you anoint every ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church and to individual. Lord, I ask you to anoint their hearts that they'll be able to receive. And Lord, lift the scale from over their eyes that they may be able to see. Now, I do thank you and I do praise you that this word going to go forth and it's going to accomplish that, what it set out to do. It will not return back void. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. All right, then. What I'm going to be talking about this morning, the danger of quitting or giving up too soon. The danger of quitting or giving up too soon. You know, a lot of times people just give up. They get weary. They get wore down. And they say, what's the use? And they stop running this race with patience. And they quit. And they could be right on the edge of the breakthrough. They could be right where they need to be. And if they could just hold on just a little bit longer, and they'll get the greatest breakthrough they have ever experienced. But they give up and they quit. So that's what I'm going to be talking about, the danger of quitting or giving up too soon, whichever one that will fit you. Amen. So that's what we're talking about. Now, in the way that I'm going with this, because we living in a time, we living in an era right now that people want it right now. I want it right now. They want it instant. They don't want to wait. They don't want to go through the process. They don't want to wait until their season. They don't want to wait until their timing. I want you to know it's so instantaneous. Instant grits, instant coffee, instant this, and go Google this here, and you got the information, whatever you have need of. And I think we done got spoiled to that. Now, that's okay to a certain degree, probably in the natural. But when it come down to spiritual thing with the Lord, that ain't going to work. You're going to have a problem. And I think that's why we struggle with it, because we are so used to having our way when we want it. You don't do it, I'll get somebody else to do it. And I'm just going to get it right now. But it don't work that way with God. Come on now. God got his own timetable. God got his own season. And that's the only way that we're going to have to do. The Bible said, wait upon the Lord. You got to wait. You got to wait for your time. You got to wait for your season. And that's why people get aggravated, get agitated, and they quit because they're not seeing the result that they want to receive because of their little wants or even their needs. They want it now. They don't want to wait. They don't want to go through the process. Come on now. They don't want to do that, but we can't walk with God and be in his will by being impatient. It's going to take endurance. Come on now. It's going to take long suffering. Come on now. You're going to have to endure something. You're going to have to do that if you're going to get God's very best. And we're going to see some things from the scripture here this morning. Let's go over in the book of Samuel chapter 1. Yep, we want it right now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to go through the process. But that's why the problem is in our lives right now. Many people, God's people's lives right now. They frustrated and they confused and they giving up and they just quitting on God. They think God don't love me. They think God don't care about me. But your tears ain't going to move God because you want it right now. It really just don't work that way. We're going to have to wait on our season. We're going to have to wait on our time until God moves and works on our behalf. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 10. Let's start with verses number 8. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses number 8. If you got it, say praise the Lord. Amen. Watch what it says now. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offering and to sanctify of peace offering. 7 days have thou tarried, till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. He had plain instruction. Samuel gave Saul plain instruction. He told him to go down to Gilgal and that he was going to come. Samuel was going to come and do an offering. Told him to wait. Told him to tarry there. And he said, till I come. And he said, when I come, then I give you other instruction. I'll give you the next move that you need to take, so to speak. Go over, turn over to 13 in the same chapter. 1 Samuel 13. 1 Samuel 13. Look at let's start at verse number 8. Now notice, Samuel gave him the instruction, told him to go to Gilgal and wait 7 days. He said, I'll be there and I'll give you, in other words, I'll give you the instruction what you're going to do next. 1 Samuel 13, verses number 8. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring here a burnt offering to me and peace offering. The offering that the burnt offering. 13, and it came to pass that as soon. As he came, made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. As soon as he moved out on his own, he waited for 7 days. But guess what? He didn't have the patience to wait a few more hours for Samuel to come to give him instruction. Watch what it says there now. Verse 10, and it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. Now, here Samuel could not wait for Saul to get there. Yes, he waited 7 days, but guess what? Samuel, I believe he delayed it there. I believe he did it on purpose. Just waited a few hours over the 7 days, and then he show up on the scene there. Guess what? He couldn't wait. As soon as he did that, the burnt offering, this what? Guess what? Samuel came. Samuel, he ran out. Let me back up. Saul ran out to greet Samuel and to salute him. In other words, to get his appraise, to get his approval that, hey, what you did was okay. But watch what Samuel said here. In verse 11, and Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people was scattered from me and that thou comest not within the days appointed and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Watch this here. Saul could not wait just a few more minutes. A few more hours for Samuel to appear. And I think it was Samuel waited purposely just to see what Saul gonna be obedient to the commandment that he had, to the instruction that he had. But Samuel, he didn't have the patience. And he went out and did some things that he shouldn't have did. Therefore, verse 12, therefore say I, the Philistine will come down now unto me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I force myself, therefore, and offering a burnt offering. 13, and Samuel said unto Saul, thou hast done foolish. In other words, you don't got ahead of what you need to do. In other words, you was impatient. In other words, you couldn't wait another couple hours. In other words, you took it upon yourself. You know, we can miss out on God's very best by being impatient. That's a danger in not waiting on God. That's a danger not waiting to the appointed time. That's a danger that we get ahead of what God is doing in our life. He said, what you have done is foolish. Saul thought Samuel was going to bless him. Saul thought Samuel was going to embrace what he did. But look what he said right here. What you done was foolish. Let's read on. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom, in other words, he lost his kingship. He lost his kingship. In other words, he was not going to be king any longer. If he could have just waited, if he could have just been patient, if he could have just waited on Saul to come and do the burnt offering himself, give him instruction what he needed to do, he would have still been in the will of God. But because of his impatience, because of his can't wait, that's a danger, is not being able to wait on God. Many times we get ahead of God and we cause hardship and pain. And when things do not work out just the way that we think they should, guess what? We get irritated. We get agitated. We get aggravated. And it's not God's fault. It's not his fault that we wasn't patient and we waited to get and to receive what we had need of. But Saul told him, because of that, you're going to lose your kingship. In other words, you will not be, because God looking for a man after his own heart. Somebody that was going to obey him. Somebody that was going to take God as his word and do what God said. And that's how he lost his kingship. And you know what? I think that Saul got bitter because he was rejected. He was bitter. He was upset. He was mad because he lost his kingship. But guess what? Didn't nobody do it, but he did it to himself because he couldn't wait. He could not wait, and he went ahead and got ahead of God's timing. Look at Saul lost his kingship. He was bitter after losing his kingship. He missed out on a golden opportunity to be king. I think we missed out on opportunity when we don't wait on God. We missed out on golden opportunity. We missed out on the perfect will of God and the things of God when we get impatient, when we don't have long suffering. And that's the key right there. We got to be long suffering. Guess what? You do not get the 50-year watch. You do not get the golden watch for 50 years being married without patience, without long suffering. Anybody that been married 50 years, guess what? It's been some long suffering there. It's been some patience there. It's been some endurance there. And that's what people don't want to go through. That's what people don't want to deal with. People don't want to go through the process. They want it now. Right now, people are changing job, changing husband, changing wife, changing boyfriend, girlfriend, all the time. Because John, he was an illustration. John, he was one that wanted to stay in the house all the time. He didn't want to go nowhere. So you go marry somebody else or get with somebody else. Well, he go all the time. He never at home. There's always something. Why not just take what you got and deal with it and work through that? The hand that you already have could be the very best hand that will catapult you into golden opportunity in life. But because of impatience, because of You don't want to go through the process. You want to change. People change careers. People change jobs all the time because they got resume that long. They've been here. They was at this place for 6 months. They was at this place for 9 months. They was at this place for a year. When are we going to just settle down and be patient and let God do what needs to be done? We don't have that. We don't have that. But we need that to be operating in our life. We need the fruit of the Spirit to be operating in our life. The fruit of long-suffering. Let's go look at that. But just before we do that, watch this here. You have need of patience. Watch this here. You have need of patience after you have done the will of God. Come on now. After you done did all that you can do and you stand and you prayed and you did just whatever direction you had from the Lord, you did that. Then guess what? You need impatience. You need patience. You need endurance. You need long-suffering to kick in order for you to receive the will of God. Let me show you what I'm talking about right here. Go to the book of Galatians. Galatians. We need to just be still and go through the process. And that process, people don't like that. Many people don't like the process because it takes too long. It ain't happening soon enough. And like I say, it's just instantaneous. I want it now. I want it now. Let's go to the book of Galatians. Let's see what it says. Galatians chapter 5. Let's look at verses number 22. Galatians 5:22. It said, you got it, so praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I don't want to get too far out there, but because I want you to see this now. Galatians chapter 5, verses number 22. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Look at that. The fruit of the Spirit, the next one is what? Long-suffering. That's part of the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. That need to be operating in your life. That need to be a part of your life. And long-suffering will produce patience. And patience will produce endurance, that you'll endure something. Is needed. That's the cure. That's the cure. The fruit of the Spirit, which is a long suffering, that is the cure for that impatience. Long suffering. You got to be a sticker. You got to just stay with it. You got to watch this here. I like to put it this way. You got to keep on doing it. Come on now. You got to keep on doing it. Let me just show you this here. Let me just share this. You take an individual that's been tithing and giving, trusting and believing God year after year, year after year, year after year. And they might not see the fruit from it right now. But I submit unto you, just keep on doing it. Because if God promised to bless you, he's going to bless you. If God said, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven for you, God going to do that. He told Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. I'm going to be with you. And those that bless you, I will bless them. Those that will curse you, I will curse them. He swore to Abraham that he would bless him. And God would do that. He don't go back on this word. And now use that illustration. If you're paying your tithes, you're giving your tithes, you're loving the Lord, he going to bless you. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven. That's the only place in the Bible he said, prove me now. Herewith, if I wouldn't open up the windows of heaven and pull you out of blessing. But some people get weary and well done. They say, allow the enemy to come in and say, you've been given to that church, you've been given to that minister there, and nothing. You're a fool for taking your money down there doing this here. I submit it to you. If God said it, he's going to bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. If he swore to you that he's going to bless you and open up the windows of heaven for you, he's going to do it. It's just a matter of time. If you can be long-suffering, patient, and just endure, go through whatever you're going through. I want you to know he's making you, he's molding you, shaping you for your purpose, your destiny. And we abort it because we get impatient. We give up on God. Don't give up on God. Just keep on doing it. Just keep on doing it. He said it. You got to believe it. You got to go with it. You got to just stay with it. You got to stay focused. Just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. We get so microwaved that we want it now. We get so instantaneous. See, I know a lot of you ladies, y'all can cook from scratch. But most people, they don't know what it is to cook anything from scratch. Microwave. Don't bring me that gingerbread. Don't bring me this bread, that Jiffy Lube. I don't want no Jiffy Lube cornbread. I'll go in there and cook my own cornbread. Sweet bread cake. It's a lot of people can't. I'm not putting nobody down because I know I believe these ladies in here can cook. But there's so many people out there, they want to microwave. They want to cook it instantaneous. No, I don't want no Jiffy Lube cornbread. I'm telling you right now. I don't want it. I don't want it. But it's just, they got to have it now. It's no long suffering, the fruit of the Spirit. That's part of it. God is not holding anything from us. He's trying to get some things to us. He's trying to build character, stickability, give you that staying power. We have to come to a place that I believe God. I'm trusting God. I'm not giving up. Come day, go day. Rain, sleet, or snow. I'm going to hold fast to my confession of faith. Come on now. That's what he's talking about. Long suffering. It's a fruit of the Spirit. There's a danger in quitting to her. You could be right on the edge, on the brim of the greatest breakthrough in your life. And because you've been waiting. It didn't happen yesterday. It didn't happen last month. It didn't happen last year. And you get weary and you give up on God. You can miss out on golden opportunity if you had that staying power, that stickability, not going to be moved by situation or circumstance. Come day, go day. There was a man in the Bible, he said, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. If you got to that point where you're about to give up, say, Lord, I believe you. Help thou my unbelief. Come on now. Help that part that don't believe. Help me to get in line. All we got to do, he said, call on me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. All we got to do is call on him, saint. All we got to do is call on him. Come on now. Just keep on believing God. Just keep on trusting God, no matter what it looked like. Many people, like I say, they don't get the gold watch in the marriage or in the other thing, or even on the job. People are changing jobs. And I understand that sometimes you need to change or whatever it may be, but I'm talking about you leaving the job because they don't like you. I can't get along with that group over there. And you watch this. Let me just bring it on down where we really live at. You know what I mean? And you take it with churches. People go from one church to the other church. One church to the other church. And they never get settled. They never get grounded. They never get rooted. They never get hold to the vision where they're at and just go with it. And just trust God. Give it a chance. Give it an opportunity. Nobody is perfect. You're not going to find a perfect ministry, no place. But just give the pastor a chance. Give the man of God an opportunity. And I'm not saying that he's going to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. Neither do you. Come on now. Neither do you. But just give it an honest. And watch this here now. Come on now, I love you and I appreciate you. And they'll go to a church. Watch this. And I just use this because, and not talking about nobody, but we can relate to this. And they'll go to the church. And before they get in there, they hadn't gave the man, the church, an opportunity. The first little thing that is out of place. I told you that. I see that. They all the same way. But it's not that way. We need to exercise some long suffering. We need to exercise some patience. Just wait and just see. Just wait. Why get in such a hurry? We can miss out on golden opportunity by doing like that. But thank God that we're sticking. We are learning that. We are learning how to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Come on, go with me to the book of Luke. To the book of Luke. I didn't even go with the gentleness and the goodness and the faith and the fruits of the Spirit. But we got the key word, that long suffering. That's what we need. We need patience, saint. We need endurance. We need to grab a hold to the horns and just hold on. We need to grab a hold to the horn and not be moved by situation or circumstance. Go with me. Luke chapter 5. We're gonna land it in a few minutes. Land it. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to exercise some long suffering. We're going to exercise some patience. And we're going to endure some things. So we, guess what? So we can get to that place called there. Luke chapter 5. Notice what it says right here. Verse number 1. And it came to pass that as the people's arrest pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gethsemane and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen was gone out and was washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ship, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Jesus now. Verse number 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, he said, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw or a catch. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at that word, I will let down the net. Let me just visit those scriptures just a little bit more there. Here Jesus come to Peter and told him, let down your net for a catch. Now watch this here. Peter was a fisherman by trade. Peter knew how to fish. Peter knew when to fish. And it was night fishing. It was nighttime fishing. He knew what kind of bait to use. He knew when the tide went out. He knew when the tides came in. But he had toiled all night. He had worked all night. He had fished all night. And that was his profession. And caught nothing. Zero. Not anything. Washing the nets. Get ready to go home. Get a bite to eat, take, clean up, and get ready to come back for night fishing. This was a time and season for night fishing. That this is when they fished at nighttime. Now here comes Jesus. Jesus said, launch out into the deep. Let down your net for a catch. Now do you know, and I believe, that Peter had a mind ballad in. His mind began to run rapidly with thoughts in his mind. Now, here I am. I know I'm a fisherman by trade. I have fished all night and caught nothing. Now, here this man, Jesus, going to talk about, go back and let down your net for a catch. Oh, no. Now, I find that hard to believe. Just kind of going there with Peter, what his mind must have been like. what he was thinking about. He said, now this man is a carpenter's son. Now, if he was talking about building a house, I could take his advice. Come on now. I could take his advice. But I'm a fisherman and he's a carpenter's son. Peter thinking in his mind, he can't tell me nothing about fishing. He don't know anything about fishing. Here the key is right now. Here the key, listen up. Here the key is right. Sometimes we just need to forget about what we know. Sometimes we need to just forget about what we think. Sometimes we know a little bit too much. But watch this here. As he began to obey God, he said, nevertheless, I'll do it. And notice what he did when he let down the fish. Notice what happened when he let down the net. Not only was he blessed, but those around about him got blessed. He could have missed out on a golden opportunity if he had been arguing or just so dead set that I know what I'm doing. I got this covered. I haven't caught anything, so I'm going home. Sometimes we need to just forget about what we think, what we believe. Sometimes we got too much information and just trust God. We need to just trust God. We need to just obey God. If you want to be a blessing to your mother, to your father, to your sisters and your brother, your daughters and your son, obey God. Obey God. Don't miss out on the opportunity, because that's a danger. That's a danger in giving up too quick. Peter was getting ready to go to the house, him and his crew. He was getting ready to go home. Just got through washing his net. He could have gave up too soon and missed out on a golden opportunity. But instead, not only did he got blessed, but I want you to know those around about him got blessed too. You want to be a blessing to your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband. You want to be a blessing to them. Just obey God. It might seem like it's rough. It might seem like it's impossible. It might seem like it's not going to work. Yes, it does to you. But who are you trusting in? Yourself, or are you trusting in God? If you want to be a blessing to somebody else, just obey God. Just keep on doing it. No, it didn't happen last week. Just keep on doing it. No, it didn't happen last month. Just keep on doing it. No, it didn't happen last year. But just keep on doing it. That consistent, that long-suffering, that patience will bring God in that scenario, in that situation, and you will be blessed. If he swore to you, he's going to bless you. Saints, he's going to bless you. It's just a matter of your season and your timing. Just wait on God. Don't be easy moved by the naysayers, those that will come against you, those that will fight against you, saying it's not going to work, that ain't going to happen. Just let them go and believe what they want. But you're going to believe God. Nevertheless, and God has swore that he's going to bless you. And if he swore that he'll bless you, and I can't say it no plainer, oh, then in Malachi 3:10, he said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing if you do this here. It's just a matter of time, saying, just keep on doing it. It didn't happen last year. Just keep on doing it. And people just give up. Just flat out give up. That's a danger in giving up too soon or quitting on God. I want to encourage you in closing. Just stay with it, saint. Just stay with it. Don't worry about what the people say. Don't worry about what it looked like. Don't worry about what it feel like. Just keep on doing it. Just keep on doing it. Keep on trusting it. Keep on believing it. And many people just gave up on the church, gave up coming to church because of this and that. I'll just submit it to you. You might was in a bad situation or something, but all of them ain't like that. Go find another and keep on doing it. Go on down the road so you can get to your destination. Stay connected to him. Stay connected to God. Stay faithful. Stay committed. Stay diligent. Stay with it. Some people never really just commit to nothing. They just go when they get ready, do what they want to do. If I feel like it, if I want to, let the Lord order your step. Let him order your step. And I'm going to get ready to close. And that's close with that. Trust him. Obey him. Stay with him, saint. And stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Just keep on doing it. No matter what it look like. No matter what it feel like. No matter what it seems like. Stay with him. Stay with him. If he swore that he will bless you. If he say that he going to bless you. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. And with closing with that in mind, that was, it, read, go back to read Hebrew. Some of those saints went on to glory. They believed God. They didn't receive the promise of God. But guess what? They went on to glory. They died in faith, saint. I'd rather die in faith and then get it and just to get off on a tangent somewhere. And miss it all together. Stay with the saint. Come on, get the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.